Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Tzadi Gimel, Chapter 93, Glory is Hashem's Only. If we would be living in the times of the Beis HaMikdash and go there on a Friday, we would hear the Levim singing this Perek. This Perek is the Shir Shel Yom for Yom Shishi, the sixth day of the week. Pasuk Aleph, Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh, Hashem is king, he is clothed in grandeur. All glory belongs to Hashem. The Ramban, Nachmanides, quotes this pasuk of Tehillim in his famous letter to his son, known as the Igeres HaRamban. As an aside, I highly recommend learning this letter. It's very short, but contains within it volumes of practical Musar ideas to lead one to become a more refined person. The Ramban discusses the development of one of the most important midos, humility. Humility does not mean low self-esteem. Humility is the opposite of glory-seeking. Humility means knowing your strengths and your talents and recognizing that they have been gifted to you by Hashem, as opposed to feeling proud of them and seeking glory for them. Here are the words of the Ramban. Yata bini da ure'e, ki amiska'a belibo al habrios, mored hu b'malchus shamayim, ki mispa'er hu b'levush malchus shamayim. And now, my son, understand and observe that whoever feels that he is greater than others is rebelling against Hashem, because that person is glorifying themselves with Hashem's own robes, so to speak. Shenamar, as it says in Tehillim, Hashem malach ge'os lavesh, Hashem is clothed in grandeur. What are some of the most common things people feel arrogant about? People sort of seek out glory for? Wealth, wisdom, good looks are probably the ones that top the list. But all of these are gifts from Hashem that He gave us, and in an instant, He can remove. Let's look at two examples. Let's say someone is prideful about their beauty, the way they look. It's totally misplaced. Hashem is the one who grants beauty, and He could also remove it. Acne can appear, hair could thin out, weight gain can take place. People's faces and bodies can certainly shift over time. What about wealth? Wealth is a gift from Hashem. Money comes and goes according to Hashem's will. There is absolutely no reason for someone to feel prideful about their wealth. If their parents or grandparents are wealthy, that person certainly has nothing to be prideful about. They didn't do anything. If they made millions themselves, well, Hashem is controlling the markets and the success of any investment, and Hashem can just as easily turn those on their heads. Glory and arrogance have no proper place when it comes to human being. Glory belongs to Hashem and Hashem only, because He is the creator and sustainer of the world. And therefore, if one does seek out glory for themselves, if they're prideful, if they hold themselves above others, they are, in the Ramban's words, moed b'malchus. They're rebelling against Hashem. It's like they're stealing from Hashem, trying to take for themselves something that only belongs to Him. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.